In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Crews battling the Cameron Peak Fire in northern Colorado are focusing on limiting its growth toward Fort Collins. High winds fueled the fire's quick spread on Wednesday, but the winds are dying down. Public Information Officer Michelle Kelly says fire officials are checking in with their crews to make sure they're taking breaks during this year's unprecedented wildfire season.
We pay attention as supervisors as this season has extended to mental status and how are people feeling, and are there things we can do to make sure that they're in the right frame of mind or to help them stay there? Do they need a little bit longer time off before they re-up to go back out?
The Cameron Peak Fire has burned more than 169,000 acres in Larimer County. School superintendents have a message for the public. Wear a mask and don't gather in groups so Colorado's children can stay in school. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
3 weeks ago, students in the Adams 12 district that covers parts of Broomfield and Thornton finally got to go back to school. Superintendent Chris Godowski says they're wearing masks, social distancing, and washing hands. But he says public health officials say people aren't doing that in private gatherings at homes or block parties, and COVID-19 rates are rising.
If we're not able to mitigate that spread, there's a risk that school won't be an in-person option later this fall.
Godowski said kids who chose the option to stay in school want it badly. He urged the community to follow health precautions. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's a freeze warning in effect until 9 a.m. across portions of East Central, North Central, Northeast, and Western Colorado. That includes Metro Denver and areas around Rangeley and Silt. Right now it's 29 degrees in Denver, 35 in Rangeley.